Tempt Me Not by Adriana Dane, now available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. In a moment of weakness and bad choice, Diantha made a deal with a seductive demon. Zacchaeus wants something from Diantha that she's unwilling to give. Asher has also made a deal with Zacchaeus. If Diantha breaks her contract by making love with Asher, she will lose her soul. If she does as Zacchaeus wants, she could lose much more, including a love she has only just discovered. Scorched by the seductive flame of temptation, love will find a way. An excerpt from Tempt Me Not. Chapter 1. I want him, but I can't have him. The temptation is too much, she whispered as she opened the drawer and pulled out the dildo she'd used infrequently since her arrival at Zacchaeus's stronghold. But Asher Smith drew feelings and desires from deep within her that she long thought were dead and buried. Her body now told her that they weren't, and she needed to do something before she lost control. There was no relief of daylight here, only the thick, clinging blackness of night, a suitable home for a twisted demon. It was his job to tempt, and he embraced his role with enthusiasm and devilish delight. Diantha climbed onto the bed and spread her legs, pressing the instrument of pleasure against her wet opening. She leaned back and closed her eyes as she pressed inward, her greedy lips separating and accepting the phallus into her body. Tonight, for the first time, she'd met Zacchaeus's latest mortal acquisition, Asher Smith. One look, and her heart had pumped faster than a speeding train heading toward collision. She knew he was the temptation she might be unable to resist. Using her other hand, she swirled a finger over her clit, driving herself toward oblivion, away from this room. She imagined it was Asher's cock burying deep, and she arched and pressed deeper, gasping at the penetration. He came from her world and still retained his soul, like her. Dressed in a black tuxedo and pristine white shirt, he'd entered the dining hall accompanied by Zacchaeus, a soulless woman clinging to each arm. Diantha studied him from her relaxed position, seated in a leopard-patterned armchair situated next to the fireplace. A mantle overpainted with scenes of gigantic, predatory, mythical beasts overpowered the room, standing guard, waiting for the perfect moment to pounce. Just like Zacchaeus. It was a room she had come to hate, just like Zacchaeus. Presentiment spilled over her as she seemed to gaze into the eyes of her destruction. Rising from the overstuffed chair, she sauntered across the room to greet Zacchaeus with a kiss to his smooth, chiseled jaw. "Welcome back," she murmured. Then her gaze turned to the man, and she studied him closely. He was probably not much older than herself, perhaps in his mid-30s. "I see you've brought someone with you." The women were touching him, sliding their hands over the silky smoothness of the jacket he wore, rubbing against him. One of them inched her hand below to cup the front of his trousers, smiling up at him lasciviously. "Enough, ladies," Zacchaeus commanded. "Leave us." The women pouted, but did as he asked, slinking out of the room, leaving the three of them alone, silently surveying each other. Zacchaeus reached for her arm, linking it through his own, and they moved back into the main part of the dining room. "Pour us a couple of drinks, my dear." He walked toward the striped black-and-white settee on the opposite side of the fireplace. Diantha poured whiskey into two etched glasses and tracked across the room to hand them their drinks. First she offered Zacchaeus his drink, and then she turned to the other man. Their fingers touched briefly as he reached for it, and she inhaled sharply at the connection. "You like him," Zacchaeus purred softly from behind her. She straightened and turned toward him, smoothing her expression. She knew better than to expose her thoughts to him. He was staring at her, studying her reactions. He raised the glass into the air. "To new associations, may they lead to fruitful endeavors." Diantha whirled away and stalked back to her chair to get as far away from both of them as was possible right now. She dropped into it, leveled her elbows on the arms, and clasped her hands, resting her chin there, studying the pair across the room. She refused to rise to the bait. His name is Asher Smith. I found him in an alley almost dead from an overdose of heroin. Her glance slid to Asher, knowing he was probably here for the same reason she was. He'd made a deal with Zacchaeus. Right now, he didn't look much like a heroin addict. He looked vibrant and full of health, with silky, shoulder-length bronze hair with golden highlights. His cognac-colored eyes were clear and intelligent, not those of an addict, and his skin glowed with health. But then, she no longer had the scarred body of an accident victim. "I tempted him with a contract he couldn't refuse," Zacchaeus was saying. "Much like yours, my dear." She narrowed her eyes as she turned back to Zacchaeus. "Does he realize how fluid those terms are down here on your turf?" She saw Asher turn to look at Zacchaeus, a set expression on his face. "What does she mean? I thought that contract was a done deal. We both signed it." Ah, how little he knew of the ways of the demon. She had a feeling he was in for a rude awakening. "Nothing to worry about, my boy. You'll have your revenge, your wealth, and your position back, as long as you abide by my terms. Diantha is just peeved because I'm renegotiating a couple of small terms with her in her own contract." "Ha!" she flashed back at him. Asher turned toward Diantha, and she saw a flicker of interest as his eyes raked over her. "Diantha has a contract with you? I thought she was like the others." Zacchaeus offered an evil, self-satisfied grin. "Oh, no. Diantha is very different from the others. She's still mortal, like you. I thought you might be good company for one another." Diantha jumped to her feet. "You brought him here to tempt me to break my contract, damn you." Slowly, Zacchaeus rose to his feet and walked toward her, circling and studying her. He stopped in front of her. "You do like him. I was right." He turned to look at Asher. "And he likes you. This will certainly add some depth to our games, don't you think, my dear?" "Damn you, Zacchaeus, I won't let you win." He set down his glass and turned toward the door. "I have other things to attend to. Please take your time. Get to know each other. Talk. Show him around, Diantha." He was determined to try to break her any way he could, but this was worse than anything he'd done so far. She turned to stare into the leaping red-orange flames of the fire, reminding her of the fires of hell, a place she was coming to know well. "I assume he offered you something you couldn't resist, and that's why you agreed to come here." "He did, and I had nothing to lose by agreeing." She jumped, because the answer came from right behind her, and she whirled around, almost running into his hard chest. His eyes slid over her face, centered on her lips, and slowly he dipped toward her. She couldn't seem to move a rabbit caught in the snare of a hunter, her heart pumping fast. When his lips touched hers, she thought she'd been burned alive. He pressed harder, sank his tongue into the moist, needy cavern of her mouth. She'd never tasted a man like him. Had she gone without for so long she was now desperate for any type of connection with another human being? He lifted her and pressed her close to his chest. She tried to resist the temptation, but he felt so good. He ground his mouth against hers. She gripped his firm, rounded buttocks, enjoying the texture of the man. Her tongue tangled with his, and she raised her hands to grip his thick, silky hair, desperation in the act, until finally she tore loose before she destroyed every chance she had of breaking free of Zacchaeus. Fleeing across the room to put some distance between them, her heart thundered in her chest, and her pussy wept for attention, her thighs slick with her cream. "You have to stay away from me," she gasped. He studied her intently. "Why? If we're attracted to each other, what's the harm? Zacchaeus said the only thing I need to abide by are the terms of the contract. That has nothing to do with my attraction for you. There are women here who need attention, and he wanted my help." "Exactly," she shook her head. "You don't understand. It has everything to do with it. He brought you here to tempt me in particular. You might be here to service the others, but he brought you here to make me break my contract." She saw the confusion on his face. "He wanted you to want me? Is there some other relationship between the two of you that he didn't make me aware of?" Her laughter was more of a bitter bark. "Oh, yes, there's much more to it." She looked up at him. I can't let you tempt me. You will be my downfall. How he will get me to break the terms." He walked over to her and squatted in front of her chair. He placed a hand on her leg, kneading the fabric of her dress with his long fingers. "Tell me about it. Tell me why we can't be together." She took a long, shuddering breath. She reached out to touch his face. You're so human, so deliciously tempting. Do you have any idea how much I want to be held by you, how long it's been?" He didn't say anything, just waited, stroking her leg through the cloth of her dress. She wanted to spread her legs and beg him to touch her, to make her feel alive again. "5 years. I've been here for almost 5 long years, all for the sake of a beautiful face. How vain is that?" He reached out to touch her cheek. "You're very beautiful, Diantha." "Yes, now. But I was in an accident and felt I'd lost everything. He finds us at our weakest moment, when it appears everything is lost. Then he brings us here and twists what's real and what's not until he gets what he wants from us, contract or not." "We did a deal with the demon," he nodded. "I understand that. But as long as we abide by the contract, there should be no problem. He can't change it." "Oh, but he can. We're in his world now. The only thing he can't change is our free will. Whatever he tries to renegotiate, we have to agree to it, and he'll use everything he can to get what he wants. We aren't on human ground now. We're on his." "And your contract says?" She took a deep breath and let it out. "No sexual intercourse with anyone." She looked up at him. He wanted companionship, or so he said. "I said no sex. He wrote that into the contract. But he wants me for his consort. He wants to plant his demon seed inside me. And so far I've refused him and abided by all the other terms. He's been unable to seduce me himself into giving him what he wants. On the flip side, if I break any of the other clauses, my soul belongs to him. The deals in this place are all in his favor. He always wins, no matter what." Asher pulled to his feet. "Damn him." He ran a hand through his hair and gazed up at the ceiling. "There has to be a way around it." She shook her head. "No, don't you think I've tried to think of something? He'll twist things until he gets his way. He must have seen something about you that he knew would get to me, and he was right." "He's only right if I accept my part in this, correct?" "What do you mean?" "If I seduce you. If I didn't care about your agreement with him. If I didn't care about your soul. Maybe he was counting on me being without principles because of where he found me. But I'm not like that. He caught me at the worst moment of my life." "As he does with everyone. And most will do anything to get what they think they want. What he wants. You don't really know me. Why would you care what happens to me?" He walked back to her and clasped both her hands. "I may have made a pact with a demon, but it doesn't include seducing you or trying to get you to give up your soul or your body. I had my own reasons for agreeing. I won't tempt you, Diantha." A smile pulled at the corners of her lips. "You already do, Asher Smith. It's too late for that." "There are ways of getting around his demands," he leaned down. "I can pleasure you without actually fucking you." Diantha drew in a sharp breath as a stab of desire shot through her. "No, Asher, it would be too risky. Playing too close to the fire gets one burned, you know that." "We'll see. In the meantime, let me see your contract. I'm usually pretty good at negotiations and finding loopholes. Let me try." "It's no use, but I'll let you try. Why do you want to help me? People who arrive here with Zacchaeus usually have their own agenda. I've never been drawn to any of them. Why you?" "Just maybe he made a mistake this time. Maybe he wanted his own way too badly." That made her pause for a moment. Could there really be a chance out of this mess for two flawed souls such as them? Maybe she just hadn't thought she was worthy of being saved, considering the bargain she'd made with the demon. She reached for Asher's hand. "I never thought of it like that," she smiled. "Maybe he did make a mistake this time." She squeezed his hand. "I'm glad you're here, Asher. I think I need you more than I thought." He pulled her close and wrapped an arm around her. "If there's a way for me to stop him, I'll find it. I swear to you, I will." And for some reason she trusted him to do just that. The dinner had been companionable, and then they had gone their separate ways. The next day he had promised to review her contract. Being with him reminded her how much she missed humanity, the daily routine of life. His musky male scent had surrounded her, tantalizing in its humanness. She drew out the dildo and pressed deeply again and again, remembering his smell, his touch, his taste, a hint of licorice heat, a heavy dose of desire. She licked her lips. "Diantha, She stiffened, the phallus buried deep inside her, as she stared into the murkiness of the room. She remembered that scent so very well. It had already become a fixed part of her. She felt the bed shift, felt the cloth of his tux brush against her skin as he eased her forward, then back, settling her between his legs. No. God, she wanted him inside her. This was dangerous, so very dangerous. He reached forward, and she felt his warm hands over hers as he took control. I'm not going to have intercourse with you, but I want to touch you. I want to feel you come. I want to take care of you. Trust me. She felt his hands caress the flesh between her legs, and she couldn't help herself. Leaning back against him, she let the sensations overtake her. For some reason, she did trust him. Something she had never done with Zacchaeus or anyone else in this place. She allowed herself to melt into his touch as her desire perfumed the air around them. In Asher's hands, the false cock came to life inside her, with him driving the momentum and immediately sending her over the edge as she splintered into orgasm. She arched up and collapsed back into his arms, shuddering from reaction. She felt him remove the phallus, which now seemed stiff and inanimate once more. He shifted from the bed and helped her to lie beneath the thick covers. She felt the touch of his lips graze tenderly across her own, and for the first time in a long time, a smile of satisfaction rose to her lips. With a sigh, she felt herself drift away on a perfect cloud of contentment. For just this moment, Zacchaeus was far from her thoughts. Tempt Me Not by Adriana Dane, now available from Amber Heat, www.amberheat.com. For information on other stories, visit www.adrianadane.com.